This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to Ace time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
It was good. I thought it was good to see another scheme, another team, and thought we did well. Move the ball up and down the field, score in the red zone, you know, made some mistakes, but cleaned it up and had a good two-minute drive to finish. So I thought it was good.
It is good. Nice, Ben. I like that. Yeah, because this is kind of a football Friday, a little bit. It is a Friday. It is a Friday, and we're gonna discuss football. What's going on, everybody?
Hey, Ben. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Seth.
Hello, everybody. It is a football Friday.
It is indeed.
I'm more amped up for this preseason game than I have any right to be. As you know, I've been walking around at a fever pitch, both metaphorically and literally, because yesterday I almost hit heat stroke as C.J. Stroud was standing at the podium with a winter cap on for God knows what reason.
Just the visual of looking at him in a winter cap took your body temp up another 5 degrees.
I was already kind of miserable and feeling ashamed of myself for feeling exhausted from standing around for a couple hours.
Yeah.
But hey, I had to sit and talk for 4 hours before I stood and,
that's right,
and watched for 2 hours.
Forget that. When we're out there, I mean, they're
that's
out there.
They all just, yeah.
We were putting in the work before all those people that got out there.
6 hours of relatively sedentary activity, if that is indeed a phrase.
Man.
Sedentary activity can wear you out in
the
heat.
That chin wagging, man.
Yeah, 2/3 of that sedentary activity was out in the heat yesterday.
Yeah, it's true.
This is, you know what's fun is, we watched the joint practice yesterday. I don't know where you wanted to go with this segment, Sean, but this is where
joint
I'm starting.
Joint practice. Training
okay,
camp,
cool.
Joint practice takeaways.
And so this is the thing. It's like watching a joint practice and trying to take in everything. It's the old what I say to you, Sean, all the time. If you try to watch everything, you end up watching nothing at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The starting defense and the starting offense are both out on the field at the same time.
Yep.
And it's almost like watching two movies at the same time.
It is.
And then immediately after being like, here's how everything went. They're like, why did Michael Corleone do that? I don't know. Because Deborah Winger wanted to date a naval officer. It had something to do with that.
Is he watching A Few Good Men while watching The Godfather?
So afterwards, I try to, a lot of good people, both fans and the media, do a really good job of documenting the drives and everything. And I kind of use that as my notes. But it's interesting because depending on when somebody might have checked in on social media yesterday, there were a lot of people that thought it went really poorly for the offense because early in practice, C.J. Stroud had gotten frustrated here. He'd thrown an interception there. If you had checked in at a different time, you see that C.J. Stroud was like 75% completion, five touchdowns, one interception. It was a brilliant day for the offense. That's the trouble with these joint practices or any scrimmage at all where there's no score kept. They just, if you want to, you can look at it through any lens that you want to look at. I did see some very promising things out of the offense in terms of pass protection. Still a work in progress with the offensive line in terms of the run. I guess I'll say all 11 because all 11 people are involved in the run game. But the run game didn't look as good as the pass game. But I think for what's the raw nerve for all of us, the pass protection?
Oh, for sure.
The
for
run
sure.
game's related to the pass protection, but still, we just don't want to see CJ lose a kidney at this young age.
I'm just, right.
I don't need CJ on dialysis to get ready for a
24,
game.
Yeah. Happy birthday, CJ. Here's your new dialysis machine. It's so funny you bring up the run game because one of the, I'm just thinking, you're right. You dip in on social media and it's schizophrenic. Like, yeah. It's either the worst practice ever or the best practice ever. And there was one video some fan took there of a run play that Nick Chubb looked like he had a little bit of wiggle, and then they kind of stopped, and then he just keeps going, and they're like, Nick Chubb, going to have a big comeback season.
I thought Nick Chubb wasn't as explosive as he used to be,
right.
But look at him here, running for a long distance, but clearly not as explosive as he used
to
be.
So right. Okay, so for the benefit of people who, A, are up at 6:04 a.m., and B, got all their opinions on the practice yesterday, all these divergent opinions on social media.
Uh-huh.
What is the Seth C. Payne summary report card for joint practice?
And again,
yesterday?
Yes, and a lot of this was me looking at some of the people that I like. Some of the fans that are in the stands, and I won't name any of them because I'll forget. If you follow my social media feed, I retweet these guys. I try to. You combine it all together, and we had a better view of the defense than the fans did. So, because the Texans defense was working on the middle field there, where the Texans offense was working closest.
Well,
to the
fans. Some of the fans had a better view of the offense,
right?
Than we
did,
because the players made a wall there.
Yeah,
it's hard.
100%.
Yeah.
So some even the one Nico Collins touchdown, I got a really
right
good
there.
Shot because of somebody who it was the Texans video. But the pass protection was great.
Yep.
And there were times where the pass protection was really good.
Yeah, well, I know the exact play you're talking about. I'm like, it gets to like 2 seconds with CJ back there. I'm like, something's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, I've been so conditioned in this camp.
Did he get
sacked? I've been so conditioned in this camp for him not to be able to just stand back there and survey the field that you're right. It was really good on that play.
You know what I went to, too, is the Panthers. Two fan bases that are pretty much, not the most vicious of fan bases between the Panthers and the Texans. Talking smack about the other team all over the place. So I thought some pretty even-handed analysis from the fans of both the Panthers and the Texans. Panthers fans, many of them were distraught that they couldn't get a pass rush going versus this offensive line, this Texans offensive line.
Be.
So I like that.
Yeah,
at the same time, I say, well, they had good pass protection. But it's that Panthers defensive line.
Yeah. You know, it's a Friday. I choose to look glass half full.
My 35,000-foot view of things. Will Anderson was very critical of the defense and himself because they made a lot of mistakes in terms of jumping off sides, penalties, some things that hurt them just from a let's-clean-this-up standpoint. They allowed some big passes, though, too. Some of them were, I'll be honest, really nice throws by Bryce Young.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Young, it was very much a reminder for me, when a 123-pound, 5'2" quarterback gets drafted, the Gymkhana quarterback gets drafted number one overall, there's a reason for it. He does. When he throws with anticipation, when he has time to throw, when he has
Tet McMillan
the rookie to throw to, he made some beautiful. So some of the deep shots were contested.
Beat Stingley on
the
deep shot.
Some of them, but the Stingley one wasn't as contested,
at least,
what I could see. It was more just he had a good angle on it. There might have been a safe. That's the other one, though, too. Anytime, if Stingley's getting beat on a crosser, there's a good chance that maybe a safety was supposed to be in support.
No doubt.
So without seeing the all 22, I don't. That's what made me most nervous about the defense yesterday was some of those things where the deep shots or even some of the the smaller completions, but where receivers or tight ends were wide open.
Yeah.
So that's where I start to worry. Was it a linebacker? Was it a safety?
Mm-hmm.
Safety is a very sensitive topic right now for the Texans. That's my one area of concern, is that the defense is always going to make huge plays, but just like last year, they undid some of the great things they did with big plays allowed. All in all, though, I'm not concerned at all about the defense. I came away more impressed with Bryce Young than anything else. Now, if Bryce Young had to go through a whole game of tackle football, and he had the likes of Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson and so forth hitting him, that's where the size becomes an issue.
That is the thing. If I'm a Panthers fan, I'm feeling optimistic. Way more optimistic now than I did this time a year ago about Bryce Young. So more optimistic than I did in November last year about Bryce Young. He put together a nice last 6 weeks or so of the season. That's the problem, though, to your point. 5'2", 123, exaggeration alert.
Yeah.
But the small quarterback, he can look awesome in training camp. It's always going to be lurking around the corner,
mm-hmm.
that size thing. Like, it's always... always going to be, he can be amazing. He's never not going to be 5'9".
And including, too, look, size for a long time, for height for quarterbacks was overrated in a lot of respects. It is still a factor, and shorter quarterbacks will tell you that. Tall quarterbacks are throwing blind a good percentage of the time. Shorter quarterbacks are throwing blind a lot.
Yeah.
Remember, Brock Purdy's not even that short. He's maybe 6'1".
Yeah.
But he said about 60% of the time, he's not seeing the target when he's throwing
it. Just looks so tiny out there.
So when you get into game situations and a pocket is, even if there's no sacks, but the pocket is compressed and collapsing, that's where it gets interesting. But I was impressed with Bryce Young yesterday. On the offensive side of the ball, I thought the Panthers defense, without J.C. Horn out there, did a good job of limiting the deep shots by the Texans. But that's what we saw last year. You know, teams are going to try to take away the deep ball. Can you take advantage of everything else in the shorter and intermediate game and then in the run game? I thought the Texans, C.J. Stroud in the ones, did a good job with the short passing game, with the intermediate passing game. If you don't get a deep ball, you don't get a deep ball.
That's
sometimes
right.
That's the way it goes.
Yep.
But you also, if that's the game that teams are going to play, I want to see a run game. And I didn't... I keep inhaling I was listening to Will Anderson audio before we came on, and I think that's why I'm trying to keep pace with his...
Go at your own pace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, Sean, the run game, it is better in some regards in that you don't see as many unblocked penetrating defensive linemen into the backfield. At the same time, though, I didn't really see a dominant push all that often. And you combine that with the fact that I don't know what Nick Chubb is. I don't know if we really will know what Nick Chubb is until we see him playing tackle football.
Damian Pierce isn't practicing.
Damian Pierce is out there in slides and a backpack.
Yeah.
He looked like Bryce Young did last year when he showed up to camp with that big oversized backpack.
Yeah.
I thought Damian Pierce was some college kid out observing or something.
Yeah. And Christian Harris, too, didn't practice yesterday.
So they really need Joe Mixon back. I think Joe Mixon would fare better versus this Texans offensive line than he did last year, and he did pretty well last year, but a lot of it was self-made or self-created. I do think there have been some improvements, but you also just, you don't have a genuine tier one starter out there at running back right now.
Text message early on here. Seth, I know we aren't supposed to get too high off of anything we see at camp. Is there anything you are currently low on? Are you waiting for the game tomorrow to make any judgments on the bad? What was bad that you saw?
I feel like I went over the things that were bad, or at least that are still a concern. And a lot of them are the things that we've been talking about this all offseason. The defense, to be genuinely elite, needs to eliminate some of these deep shots and some of these big plays they're allowing in the run and the pass game. And we saw that bubble up a little bit yesterday. Offensively, the offensive line has been a huge talking point. But you got to include the tight ends and the running backs when it comes to pass protection or run blocking. You have to include the wide receivers as well. I think they've made improvements in the run game, but it's not there yet. Part of that is I just want Joe Mixon out there. They've made a lot of improvement in the quick game, I think. So last year, the first five games, Bobby Slowick almost just seemed aghast that teams would play so much. Too deep, take the top off the offense type of like conservative defense and didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
I think Nick Haley understands the assignment and wants to attack all areas of the field. I think they've shown progress there. I think that Woody Marks in pass protection has been kind of a revelation for a rookie running back. One of the things that keeps them off the field at times, especially if he's a pass catching running back, is, all right, if you got Woody Marks in the backfield and he doesn't know what he's doing in pass protection, then teams are going to they're going to blitz the heck out of you, and it lets them know a little bit more what you can and cannot do. If you've got a running back there who's actually good in pass protection, then, all right, is he going to stay in and block? Are they going to release him right away? It adds an extra wrinkle that makes it a lot more difficult for the defense. I'm optimistic about him. He's a smart rookie, I think.
The running backs in general had a good game doing that on Saturday against the Vikings. They were good. If that's just one little kind of under-the-radar wrinkle they shore up, that's a big deal.
Yeah, and I would say, again, with the offensive line, I turned and I said to Paul Gallant, and I wasn't joking, but he laughed because it's a funny joke, except I pathetically meant it, which is they had a meager run. They got like 2 yards, it's no tackle. Who knows?
Second
maybe it
would
have been 3 or something. I said, well, it's second and 8 instead of second and 12.
Hell yeah.
That's something. Last year it would have been second and 12.
That's a factual thing.
Second and 12 or a caused fumble or something.
Yes.
So that, without playing full tackle football, et cetera, they're just a cleaner operation on offense.
Yep.
It's a cleaner operation on the offensive line than it was last year. And it's going to take some time to develop these things. But it's a work in progress still.
The good news is you have a defense that gives you should allow you some time to get your sea legs early in the season if you're the offense. All right, Payne and Pendergast off and running on a Friday, a football. We're going to call it a football Friday today because we got the Texans and the Panthers.
I don't know why you're fighting it.
NRG Stadium, because usually it's sponsored.
Oh, yeah. Sean doesn't show up for less than.
And it may very well be once the season starts, but there you go. Let's circle over to the Astros. They were off yesterday, and yet a very good day. They got a favor done by a friend in the American League, but they're going to slap that friend in the face for the next 3 days. We will discuss that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.